My name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge of the Superior Court in California. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, that usage in this country has gone up by about 4,000%? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MD.
Superman, or Aquaman, race to the Bellevue Sea.
The world of science is endlessly fascinating. Science is going to happen right here in the triangle.
I've never seen so many whales in this area before.
Superman, those aren't whales. They're monster-sized tuna.
Then the message we received was true, Aquaman. We've got to find that giant squid.
Meanwhile, a luxury ocean liner steams peacefully along, completely unaware of the fate that awaits it.
Tight.
If it goes down, we'll be safe till help arrives.
Aquaman, look! The giant squid!
We've got to save that ship!
We'll be right back.
Superman and Aquaman race to the Philippine Sea, where the giant squid continues to spread its growth-causing ink.
I've never seen so many whales in this area before.
Superman, those aren't whales. They're monster-sized tuna.
Then the message we received was true, Aquaman. We've got to find that giant squid.
Meanwhile, a luxury ocean liner steams peacefully along, completely unaware of the fate that awaits it.
When President Obama returns to this coast tomorrow for his third visit since the BP oil disaster began, my guess is that he will feel concern for the welfare of this region. He will feel frustration at the failure to keep oil off these shores. He will feel pressure as an executive, as a leader, as a politician, to do something more about this crisis. But I am also pretty sure that President Obama will feel disgusted, because what he will encounter when he gets out into this oil is disgusting. The oil now coating the wildlife and the beaches of this beautiful coast stinks. It stinks, it smells bad, it is filthy, it is slimy, it is sticky, it is toxic, even if Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour wants to say that it's not. It is irredeemably foul, and it is everywhere. And when you come upon it in person, having only seen it on television, at least if you're me, you are overwhelmed by the post-apocalyptic sensory experience of a man-made disaster irretrievably destroying part of our country. Disgusted that BP put this ocean and this coast and the communities inland in jeopardy. Disgusted at the billions of dollars of quarterly profits that lined the oil industry's pockets and deepened their wells and didn't do a thing to prevent this. You are disgusted that the government let BP and the rest of the oil industry do it. Disgusted that American leaders scream drill, baby, drill without considering the consequences, all in the name of whoring themselves for a few votes during the few months that gasoline prices were rising. Disgusted that the booms off this coast meant to protect it, most aren't doing anything. Disgusted that those booms remain largely unmanned. Disgusted that there isn't much more to do, except maybe put more people here to try to make this totally inadequate technology try to work less horribly than it does. This is not Hurricane Katrina. This isn't another Katrina. This isn't another anything. This is a whole new thing happening to us. This is America's Deepwater Horizon disaster. We all own it forever. And right now, right here in Grand Isle and all along the Gulf Coast, there are really only three things that matter: stopping the oil from flowing, protecting the coast and the ocean from the millions of gallons of oil that have already spilled, and making sure that this never, ever happens again. You can diagnose whether we have a functioning media in this country by whether or not the country understands that this is a vile environmental mega disaster. You can diagnose whether we have a functioning political system in this country by whether or not the results of this mega disaster is change. Big oil has been too rich to care about what it was putting us all at risk for. And we've been too cowardly to change direction and break free from them. If that changes because of our national disgust at this disaster, then America's political system in 2010 works. If it doesn't change, then it doesn't work.
To the environment and people's livelihoods. The term doomsday scenario is not far off. Our third story, what then is the next step worse than doomsday? As forecast here 2 weeks ago, evidence now the possibility that something called an underground blowout might be happening. Oil seeping outside BP's damaged well through the ocean floor. That new information coming from Senator Bill Nelson of Florida referencing fears he had asked in a letter to BP.
Andrea, we're looking into something new right now, that there's reports of oil that's seeping up from the seabed, which would indicate, if that's true, that the well casing itself is actually pierced underneath the seabed.
That said, obviously, to Andrea Mitchell on this network. Last week, the Washington Post reported sources at companies involved with the well said that BP discovered damage inside the well below the seafloor during the initial top kill procedure that failed the failed measure to plug the leak with mud. A BP official speaking on condition of anonymity had told the newspaper that, quote, we discovered things that were broken in the subsurface and that the mud being pushed into the well to prevent oil from coming out was making it out to the side into the formation. The formation is their term for the rock surrounding the well. The fear is that now oil is making out to the side into the rock formation and that any further attempts to contain the spill will pressurize the already damaged well below the seafloor, causing an underground blowout. And if that were to happen, subsea containment of the spill would get exponentially more difficult.
My marine telepathy should make that squid let go. Doesn't respond. 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 Doesn't respond.
We're going to have to use brute force on this fellow.
WCOM Radio, WCOM LP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. I'm furious. It's Thursday night. We're here in our new digs. This place rocks. If any of the folks who helped this micro-powered, volunteer-driven thing happen here, over here, right next to the Cat's Cradle in downtown Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and you're out there and you're listening, I am so appreciative. This is incredible. It's amazing. I am blown away by the power of the community folks here. So, in the spirit of what they do, I'm going to do what I do, which is shed some light on some crazy doomsday stuff that are going on out there. And if you are familiar with the Furious George show, we seem to take a theme that is infuriating and go with it. So online, go to furiousg.blogspot.com for all our other stuff. In the meantime, I also like to spin some fun underground hip-hop that may or may not be accessible to most folks, especially through the airwaves. So there in the background is some Madlib, brand new stuff. He's got like 4 albums coming out this summer. Some spinning there. And also some new, I guess, you know, it's summertime. We got a lot of new music. So here's a little cut, a little splicing and dicing of some new Flying Lotus that I pulled off. It's called Cosma Grandma. And we'll get back into that crazy doomsday effect that seems to be happening here. Oh yeah, that was some Superman and Aquaman battling the giant squid. So for that and more, stick around. I'm furious.
this is the story of your enslavement, how it came to be, and how you can finally be free. Like all animals, human beings want to dominate and exploit the resources around them. At first, we mostly hunted and fished and ate off the land, but then something magical and terrible happened to our minds. We became, alone among the animals, afraid of death and of future lost. And this was the start of a great tragedy and an even greater possibility. You see, when we become afraid of death, of injury and imprisonment, we become controllable.
Mr. Suttle's remark tonight to the Associated Press particularly strange. The chief operating officer said today that they would have the leaks flow down to a relative trickle by Monday or Tuesday. Is that possible, and how does that jibe with this prospect that there are already other leaks further underground that would perhaps make, or certainly not make, would end the exclusivity, the monopoly that this one leak has on our attention?
Right. That certainly was a surprise that he said that today. Mm-hmm. We do know that their biggest problem here right now is keeping the well flowing, since I believe they probably can't shut it in for the fear of an underground blowout. So they've got to keep oil coming to the surface, and they overran the capacity of the Enterprise yesterday. So the idea of bringing another ship in that could take the rest of the flow and put a new cap on by Tuesday sounds pretty ambitious to me.
Is it possible there's already been underground blowout or blowouts, and BP doesn't know it or isn't telling us? And is there anything that you've seen in terms of what they're doing there that makes you believe that's a possibility or is not a possibility?
I think they certainly probably, they likely had a casing failure mm-hmm. during the top kill procedure. Remember, they had 30,000 horsepower pumping mud at about as much as 80 barrels a minute, and that kind of casing is probably already damaged, could have certainly failed. What tells me is that they have a downhole problem is that they're working to fit a cap that latches onto the top of the blowout preventer mm-hmm. rather than just setting a new blowout preventer. And so that means they can't shut the well in because of pressure build up. And so they have to keep the well flowing.
No other resource could ever be. The greatest resource for any human being to control is not natural resources or tools or animals or land, but other human beings. You can frighten an animal because animals are afraid of pain in the moment, but you cannot frighten an animal with a loss of liberty, with torture or imprisonment in the future. Because animals have very little sense of tomorrow. You cannot threaten a cow with torture or a sheep with death. You cannot swing a sword at a tree and scream at it to produce more fruit, or hold a burning torch to a field and demand more wheat. You cannot get more eggs by threatening a hen, but you can get a man to give you his eggs by threatening him.
Reports of oil seeping through the seabed, and there have been rumors about that on the internet for at least 2 weeks, and you saw what you saw when they tried the top kill and the mud came back out the way it did.
Right.
Do we know if it's true, or is this still at the rumor stage?
I certainly would like BP to just come out and say what they think. This subsurface failure that's been talked about several times, I would believe they need to address to either calm those fears and show that it's not an underground blowout, or disclose that they have that problem and help us understand more what's going on.
A subsurface blowout changes the relief wells idea. How, or does it not change it at all?
It just emphasizes how important the relief wells are. The relief wells are the only way to control this blowout, because it will kill the well at the source, which is what they've got to do to kill either a surface blowout or a subsurface blowout.
Aquaman race to the Philippine Sea, and there are other, where the giant
leaks through the floor of the ocean.
In which case, I got some shackles in the back. I'm just kidding. But seriously,
scenario here, I've got is if that case
I've never seen so many whales in this area before. Superman, those aren't whales. They're monster-sized humans.
This well together, if it comes into the formation, basically you've got uncontrolled flow to the sea floor.
Seriously. Shackles in the back. Shackles in the back. Seriously.
We've got to save that ship. Help! We're underwater! Telepathy should make that squid let go. Doesn't respond.
We're going to have to use brute force on this fellow.
Where the giant squid continues to spread its growth-causing pain.
Spread its drilling safe, environmentally friendly drilling offshore pain. Is raping the outer continental shelf. There is new technology with tiny footprints even on land. It is safe to drill, and you need to do more of that.
Look at these sources of energy here in Florida that are still sitting untapped, and we'll tap into them. Along with environmentally friendly offshore production, we do need to drill here and drill now. Now you can chance to drill, baby, drill.
Totally safe environment.
Shackles in the back, I've got.
It some more. Woo! The Americans want us to stop yelling at each other. Okay? Woo!
I just want to say this is a wonderful thing, what you're doing, you know? pick up on what's happening, like, you know? Straighten everybody. I don't know where this whole other scene is, where it's at. And so everybody will stop coming on all the time. And then we'll get, you know, world peace.
Lesson one, basic hip. Basic to hip is the concept of digging, and to dig. Mr. Geets Romo, how would you define dig?
Well, you know, man, like when you dig something.
Well, yes.
But dig, baby. It's like, you know, when you dig some chick or some cat. You know, when you pick up on something, you dig it, you dig?
To dig, then, would mean to like, to understand, or to appreciate.
Dig. It's like, no, it's more like music, you dig? You know what is a quarter tone? Like, you get a note in there between C and C sharp, and that's its own sound, you know? I mean, you can't call it C because it isn't. That's like dig. Dig means dig. Like, if you don't dig and you say dig, I dig where you're at. Like, I'm the wrong cat, it's the wrong word, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, now you begin to see one of our problems with the hip language. Each hip word or phrase carries with it an implication of the speaker's background and his involvement in hip society. In other words, the phrase, I dig, not only means I understand, but I am a special sort of person who understands in a very special way.
Yeah, that is exactly what I said.
In other words, I'm saying I am hip.
Dig yourself, baby. You got a way to go.
Lockman's Parish, Louisiana, these deputies have the new beat. Oil patrol, looking for any sign of oil coming ashore.
They're cleaning up oil on the shoreline.
And where Louisiana marshland meets the Gulf, BP took us out to see crews in hazmat suits scrub clean a spill 300 yards long.
Is it sheen or is it more?
More of a tar. There's balls and goblets of tarish, grease, black material.
On Dauphin Island, Alabama, tar balls
human
have
body
up on
has been the most profitable and destructive occupation throughout history, and it is now reaching its destructive climax. Human society cannot be rationally understood until it is seen for what it is. A series of farms where... Some people get confused because governments provide health care and water and education and roads, and thus imagine that there is some benevolence at work. Nothing could be further from the reality. Farmers provide health care and irrigation and training to their livestock. Some people get confused because we are allowed certain liberties, and thus imagine that our governments protect our freedoms. But farmers plant their crops a certain distance apart to increase their yields and will allow certain animals larger stalls or fields if it means they will produce more meat and milk.
Spreads across 2,500 square miles. A spill this size would cover practically the entire metro New York City area, or all of San Francisco and San Francisco Bay. Since this rig sank almost 3 weeks ago, an estimated 200,000 more gallons of oil leak every day.
It's not to tie this to cap and tax.
Well, this tie is part of an effort to try to get senators, all senators, Republicans and Democrats. Remember, people like Judd Gregg, a good Republican, Lisa Murkowski, a good Republican, are buying into this idea. So it's not something radical. The second thing to say is there are lots of people in New York, New Jersey, Florida, they fear the environmental impact. People in Alaska who worry, you know, Sarah Palin says, drill, baby, drill. I think these people are thrilled, baby, thrilled that their fisheries are not going to be destroyed by anything like the Exxon Valdez.
You know, look, you know what? Drilling is dangerous, but Castro's stealing our oil off the coast of Florida, and you know what? We don't have any control over that.
Grants you certain freedoms, not because he cares about your liberties, but because he wants to increase his profits.
The disaster unfolding still in the Gulf of Mexico, the 11 people killed.
Are you beginning to see
the
nature of the cage you were born into? There have been four major phases of human farming. The first phase in ancient Egypt was direct and brutal human compulsion. Human bodies were controlled, but the creative productivity of the human mind remained beyond the reach of the whip, the brand, and the shackles. Slaves remained woefully underproductive and required enormous resources to control. The second phase was the Roman model, wherein slaves were granted some capacity for freedom, ingenuity, and creativity, which raised their productivity. This increased the wealth of Rome, and thus the tax income of the Roman government, and with this additional wealth, Rome became an empire, destroying the economic freedoms that fed its power and collapsed. I'm sure that this does not seem entirely unfamiliar. After the collapse of Rome, the feudal model introduced the concept of livestock ownership and taxation. Instead of being directly owned, peasants farmed land that they could retain as long as they paid off the local warlords.
You're here because you know someone.
This model eventually broke down due to the continual subdivision of productive land and was destroyed during the enclosure movement when land was consolidated.
You've felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Superman, those aren't whales. They're monster-sized tuna. message we received was true, Aquaman. We've got to find that giant squid.
Sound for this.
I guess
I'm gonna make an adjustment.
Sure isn't a pretty scene of this oil spilled impact. Take a look for yourself. This is the oil that washed up just today here in Gulf Shores.
This is what was washing ashore yet again today. This is that thick, sticky, weathered oil.
I actually picked up some branches and seaweed here, and you can see they're absolutely covered in oil.
Obviously, there's a lot of oil. This is what they look like on land. This is my favorite pen. Not anymore.
Just know how good.
oil. All right, newsman.
You put your glove when you put your hand in it.
It's amazingly concentrated.
Oh, reporters, what are you doing? What? No,
no. Vegetation here that it's glopped onto.
Yeah, this right here. This is not good. That's not good at all.
See, that doesn't come off.
You'd think that just by washing it off, it would come off, but...
By now, almost everyone knows what the oil looks like from the surface.
Take a look. Goo. Goo.
Goo.
Thick, goopy oil.
It's like a thick chocolate syrup that you just scoop, swirling together into a toxic soup.
Oil soup.
The sight is sickening. So is the smell.
It stinks. It smells bad.
Can you give us just more of a sense of, you know, what does it smell like?
It smells like this terrible mixture of almost diesel fuel, gasoline, and oil.
The smell, I mean, it smells, it's crude, you know, heavy crude oil.
Let's take a closer look. What it looks like.
You know, the public officials here are just frustrated and angry.
Okay, we're about to take off. Didn't want to leave without getting a souvenir. There it is.
Of course, if you're drinking oil, it's not good for the digestive system.
You really don't get the full scope by looking at the surface.
We wanted to know what it looks like underwater.
There is a new perspective this morning when you dive right in.
Good Morning America invited Philippe Cousteau, the grandson of renowned oceanographer Jacques Cousteau, on an exclusive and risky hazmat dive.
Sam Champion and I, we're going to be diving wherever we can find oil.
Look at what we found in the water. Oil.
So we dove in. Directly into the oil.
I mean, you can feel it. You can taste it. It's on you.
You refer to it as green snot balls.
Snot balls.
What did you think that was?
I'm not a scientist.
Yeah.
I am slippery. I feel like I was just buttered.
Very disturbing.
Experts were so concerned about our exposure to the chemicals, we were not allowed to go into the water with any skin exposed.
I wasn't worried about long-term health effects.
We donned rubber industrial hazmat dry suits and 30-pound hard hats.
I'm not worried about long-term effects because the exposure was a relatively short time for me.
It is toxic.
Rich Matthews, the Associated Press in the Gulf of Mexico.
Filthy, slimy, sticky, irredeemably foul. Post-apocalyptic sensory experience.
It's almost like being a little kid and afraid of the boogeyman in the closet, but this boogeyman's real.
You are disgusted, 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 disgusted.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Disgust.
One of the most disgusting.
One of the grossest things I have ever done in my life, and I've done some gross things.
The one good thing I got out of this is a sense of knowing. I know now. It's me and a couple science buddies. We're out there swimming in the toxins and... because we care.
are out in force, claiming he's too unemotional.
President Obama is being criticized for not showing emotion in response to this Gulf oil leak.
Is it time for the president to show emotion?
We want to know what you think this morning. Should President Obama show more emotion? Wow, we've been talking a lot about whether or not the president is responding, emoting enough. What do you think? Should President Obama be showing more emotion? More emotion. What do you think about showing more emotion?
I have a problem with the question of the morning. The problem to me is, was it showing more emotion? What is he supposed to actually do emotionally? Is he supposed to jump up and down and shout and scream? Or is he supposed to make sure the people that are in charge are doing what they're supposed to do?
WCOM, WCOM LP Chapel Hill Harbor. I'm Furious George, and there in the background, Breakage. And stick around, we got more hip hop for the next couple minutes, and then Bodacious Bass, more of your local homegrown music scene here. I'm Furious, and I'll be back next week. Thanks again to all the folks who have made the station happen, and the faithful listeners out there who actually partook in helping making this happen, the station move. So everybody's worthy of enjoying the moment, and I am going to do that here for the next 3 minutes and turn it over, and I'll be back next week. Till then, I'm Furious.
Down with breakfast from around the way. He's the man by the name Jazzy J. I work on the